Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, good to have everybody. Listen, believe it or not, we've been crushing hockey discussion on this show. So if you want that, Odyssey.com rewind. Wings boot off the ice. Lots of questions about patience, the rebuild, all of it. We did hours of it, plural. I want to turn our attention. It's almost like Luke Sloan was looking at our show sheet. I want to talk about the Tigers here because hot stove begins now. World Series is over. You've already seen a trade in the MLB. Jorge Soler getting dealt from the Braves. But you're seeing options get picked up. The GM meetings are November 5th through 7th, a.k.a. like 10 minutes from now. And it's very interesting because I want to see where people are at with their baseball team, where much like the Red Wings, if not now, when? So I wanted to have fun. Rico, are you okay with fun for a minute?
Yeah,
because I want to say I know this isn't happening, but the reason I'm going to bring something up is to act as a kind of a means to an end. Okay, So last night, Yankees clown card their way out of blowing a 5-0 lead. Juan Soto was immediately asked about his free agency. And he goes, I don't know what teams are going to come after me. Definitely, I'll be open to this and every single team. No doors are closed. I'm going to be available for all 30 teams. Mm-hmm. All right, first of all, he's a Boris client, and he's well-coached, and he's a smart kid. Do I believe all 30 teams? No, of course not. But, do I believe the Detroit Baseball Tigers are at least in the top half of the league? Yes. Now, here's why I'm bringing this up. Mm-hmm. How would it change how you feel about Chris Illich or Scott Harris if you just read a report that the Tigers inquired or the Tigers got shot down offering 12 at 500, 12 at 550? And for those of you immediately going, he'll never take it, that's not what I asked. I asked, would it give you faith that they are going to be serious people moving forward? Now, I bring it up because of this. Take the Juan Soto stuff, Rico, and put it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
500, 550, 600 million. What if I could offer you at a deep, deep discount compared to Juan Soto, an elite defensive player, a World Series champion, a guy who's played for A.J. Hinch, a right-handed bat at position of need, and it would only cost you something in the low, low range of between, depending on term, 6 at 150, you know, 6 at 160, 7 at 185. Position. That sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Position of need? Absolutely.
That's Alex Bregman, third base. Right-handed, quality at-bats, high contact skills. Now, I am not going to run from the fact he has had some declining metrics the last couple of years. I can't run from it. But that's why he's $185 million and not $585 million. Sure, I'd love Juan Soto. I don't believe the Tigers will ever pay a player like that. And some of you will go, well, we shouldn't. It's not financially responsible. I don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, I don't really care. Now, back to the Juan Soto thing first, Mike. I mean, if you're a Tigers fan, you would love that. Even if it's the false hope and knowing you were never going to get him, the fact that you threw your hat into the ring and said, let's just see what happens. You know what? You're out there trying to buy your Powerball ticket. Chances are you're not going to win it, but you know, you get to dream until they draw the numbers.
Yes.
Same thing here.
That's why I brought it up. So keep the Soto thing, you know, in a different department, right? We know that's not happening. But Rico's answer, guys, is why I brought it up. So I'll go, okay, well, here's a list of realistic players, shall we? Here's what I want. I want to know that you're after Alex Bregman versus signing the dead body of Yoan Moncada. I want to hear that you're after Tony Taters, a.k.a. Anthony Santander. Not that you've picked up Max Kepler. Like, I want to know, hey, you inquired about Pete Alonso, not Josh Bell. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to see the Tigers become serious. Now, look, if you're asking me, like, what player do I actually want? Look, if you told me the offseason was Christian Walker and Anthony Santander, that's excellent. And, oh, by the way, about 75 home runs. Christian Walker plays first. Santander plays right. Right-handed stick. Power in the lineup. Insulation. Now, if they went that route, I'd go, you know what? Let's rock and roll. It's the same thing with pitching, Rico. I'd love to hear the Tigers go after Corbin Burns. And you go, oh, you can't do that. Why? Because if I have Burns and Skubal at the front of my rotation, mm-hmm. followed by Reese Olson, followed by Jackson Jobe, followed by I don't care as my fifth starter,
mm-hmm.
like I want to hear that they're being serious. So I want to know from you, the fans, right? I've told you how I feel. Rico's told you how he feels. Let's start at day one,
yeah.
right? To quote T. Grizzly, first day out. Right here, right now.
Yeah, because here's the thing.
What you want from your team?
You got a taste of success. You cannot go backwards. Maybe, you know, everything got expedited and you didn't plan on being in the playoffs last year. You didn't plan on winning a series, but you did. You can't go backwards because the fans should not accept anything but forward progress. And now we need to work on how can we get to the World Series. I will say that. And maybe, you know, you could say I'm being soft. Maybe not winning a World Series just yet, but we need to have a team that can get you to the World Series. We need to have a team that can go into Cleveland and win and get you to the championship series.
No, I don't think you're being soft at all, man. I mean, it's just at a certain point, it's time to get serious. And I mean, look, like I'm trying to find some guys here that are, I hate saying realistic. Anything's realistic with money, but like a Christian Walker had a weird path in his professional life, right? And he's a free agent at age 33, 34. Well, you're going to sign shorter term. But, you know, this is a guy who's a Gold Glove winner at first. Well, Torque's a butcher. This is a guy that has multiple 25, 30, 35 home run seasons. This is a guy that's a clubhouse leader. Christian Walker's a really good baseball player. And he'd probably come here and give you an 825 OPS. Anthony Santander. No, do I ever think he'll hit 44 home runs again? Probably not. How about 30? Play right field. I mean, obviously, I'd love to see the average be better, but there's a trade-off for guys that hit 30 home runs. And again, add a guy in the lineup who's got another 800 OPS. Those are real. Those aren't guys that cost $500 million. You know what I'm saying, Rico? Like, mm-hmm. you don't get to have it both ways. But what I don't want to do is have this offseason where it's like, oh, great, the Tigers have just brought in Michael Wacha and the dead body of Ha-Sung Kim. Like, come on. Am I wrong? for wanting more here. And look, you guys call your shot, because I'll tell you right now, if you think you're running it back and winning 95 games and doing voodoo once we hit the deadline, it is not happening. Even your manager said it is unsustainable over a season. So here's my question. If I can't demand more now, when? And tell me what you want.
No.
And don't go splicing and picking and choosing and taking stuff out of context. I'm not demanding they sign Juan Soto. I was making a point to you. I want to see signs of seriousness. Rico wants to see the same. And if you don't like Alex Bregman, I'm not here to argue. I'm not here to yell. And I'm not telling you he's a perfect player. But I want them to go out and add a couple of big-time guys. And if you say one right-handed bat, one frontline starter, and I'm willing to have deficiencies, I'm not mad at you. If you told me the offseason was Walker Buehler and Alex Bregman, I'm not mad.
That's a step up.
That feels legitimate, doesn't it?
Yes, it's a step up. It allows you to still wait on the kids, and you're not blocking anybody, but you've enhanced the team. You've made it better.
Oh, you're blocking Chase Young.
Okay.
Don't care.
Yeah,
you know what else I'd love to see him do? And I know it probably won't happen. I'd love to see him package some of these prize prospects, A, to get something awesome for them, and B, so I never have to hear their effing names again. I'm getting so sick of the prospect lust. Seriously, I get tired of hearing about it.
I'm with you. As I said, you almost have to do something, because I think Tigers fans will demand it. They saw what this team could become. So, yeah, you need some more arms, because you can't do pitching chaos.
Yep.
And you know what? Hey, how about we stop Frankensteining the third base? We'll go out and get a real one. How about
real right-handed bats? How about we stop with the torque thing and go get a real first baseman? So, look, why are we bringing it up? World Series is over. Hot stove has begun. You're already seeing reports out of Chicago. Guys like Cody Bellinger opting out. Juan Soto sweepstakes, full go. What do you tell me what your expectation for this Tigers offseason is? And if you still want to call in and firebomb the Red Wings, well, we're here for it. 248-539-9797.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, is that Kenny on the keys right there? Somehow in an alternate life, Rico, I just imagine Kenny is a jazz lounge singer. I don't know why. Almost like in the Michael McDonald mold.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be there. Yeah, maybe at the bar. All right, David, ticket text, and we're going straight to the phones.
If the call for Soto is not made, we are not a serious organization. I want to hear the story.
Well, okay. I hate defending these people. No, guys, you do have to understand. I mean, it is going to – you're talking a $600 million commitment.
But a phone call.
Or just a report that says, hey,
they inquired. Yeah. Juan Soto farted in their face.
Give me a story that when the winter meetings start, that there's a story out there saying, well, the Tigers tried to set up a meeting with Boers about Soto, but they declined.
All right, am I being soft by saying if I don't see that report about Alex Bregman? That's my line.
That's your line in the sand?
Yeah, line in the sand is you at least inquired. You tried. Like, I need names like Bregman, Santander, Christian Walker. Hell, I don't even know if I want the guy. I go hot and cold with this guy, but what about Pete Alonso? You make a call on the polar bear. Like, I need to see an attempt at being serious. And if I have to hear about blocking people, I'm going to lose my mind. I just completely lose my mind.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that this year.
Yeah, you're blocking people. You know what you do with them? You trade them. You go get better stuff. Let's go to the people. David, ticket text. Go ahead.
Rather than Bregman, why not try and make a trade with the Cardinals for Arenado? If you dream big, see if you can get him, Sonny Gray or Ryan Hesley, someone out there.
I just think Arenado's done, guys. No disrespect, but he doesn't have a whole lot of juice left in the tank. I mean, if you're concerned about Bregman fading, where are you at with Arenado? Been a long time since Colorado in his prime.
Bregman will end up like Baez. Stay far away from him.
All right, then what's your solution?
See, but here's the thing. Baez can't be the answer of why you can't spend money.
Oh, sure it can. Every media member here who drinks Scott's bathwater uses it. Oh, well, Chris spent, and the last time he did it, look what happened. What?
Okay.
What kind of cereal milk thought process is that? So what, it went bad because he let Al Avila spend money, so I never do it again?
Yeah. And I don't want to hear that. I mean, it's not my money. You go and spend it, and if it doesn't work out, move on.
Well, it's twofold. Yeah. Because you have that part of it, but then you also have the other part of, well, I'm just saying, if they buy him out, then you'll say, well, that's the spending we're going to do. We're not going to, like, you can't have it both ways.
Oh, I'm fully prepared for the Baez buyout and the Scooble extension, and they try to offer that as the poo-poo platter of we're serious and we spent. I hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. I want nothing more than to do a show where I tip my cap to Scott Harris and Chris Illich, because the Tigers now have a payroll of $175 million, and we brought in a couple of thumpers in this lineup to help these kids out. Preferably on the right side, please.
Mike Enrico is 100% right. Burns, Bregman, and a trade for Guerrero is a must-get.
Oh, hey, whoa. You're getting Kenny awfully excited. No, the Guerrero thing is just another dream board item of, look, until or unless the Blue Jays have paid that man, he's in the last year of his deal. The GM meetings and then the winter meetings, I believe, in the first week of December. That's where deals like that are at least brokered, discussed, flouted, whatever you want. Would I make that type of move? Yeah, he's 25. He's from the right side. He hits 300. He's got power. And that's like a face of franchise move. Oh, but what if they ask for Max Clark? I don't care. I don't care. The only person who's not available in that type of phone call is Jackson Jobe. Why? Because I need Jobe in my rotation right now.
Fair.
Now, if you want to laugh at that, that's cool. I don't care. But I dare to dream about stuff.
No. You're not talking about me.
I almost fell on the floor when the Yankees got Juan Soto. Why the hell? Why wouldn't I want that moment for us?
No, I'm with you. That's why I said you have to do something. You can't just sit there and say, well, we're going to wait on the kids and they're going to be fine and cross our fingers and hope for good things.
David, one more and I'll go to the phones.
What shows me the Tigers are serious is you have to say goodbye to Harvey. As long as he's on this team, doesn't matter who you bring in. That is from Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to be very interested. You know, and Scott Harris left himself room. But Scooble extension, Javi go bye-bye. That's just the tablecloth before we set the table for the meal. I'm going to be very interested in how they approach it. And then I can't wait to be slandered all winter because I want the Tigers to get serious and start chasing after a playoff berth. Can't wait. It's going to be so fun. Let's go to Kevin, 97.1. What's up, Kev? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, guys?
Hey. Excellent. What's on your mind, Kev?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I want to touch on Yzerman and the Red Wings. So sure. I think the biggest I think the biggest thing, and I don't know if anyone else has mentioned it, I haven't listened to the entire show, but I really do think the difference is in Tampa Bay, Eisenman had an outstanding, knowledgeable right-hand man. Here, I really do think that is Chris Draper's seat hot right now, do you think? Because I really do think the biggest problem right now is that Chris Draper has just been kind of in his right-hand man. I mean, look at, he's been the head of scouting since 2019. And how have our draft picks been outside of Sider and Raymond? They've been awful. And not to mention, Chris Draper made sure that he drafted his son, who was probably like on the third or fourth line of Michigan State's team. I think a lot goes back to that. Obviously, I'm not a big fan of Lon, but I do feel that there's a bit of issue with Chris Draper being the head of scouting, in my opinion.
No, listen, I'm totally fine. You can call everyone into question right now. I mean, Kenny, unless you have a huge protest to what he brought up, I think everyone's job should at least be discussed or called into question. I mean, I don't care. I just don't have some huge opinion about Sean Horkoff. But, like, go ahead. You tell me, Kenny. Is he wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong in saying that either. I think when a team's rebuild has malfunctioned this way, I think anybody in the front office deserves to be looked a little sideways at. Wait, I don't have some big Chris Draper opinion, though, I'll tell you that.
No, exactly. That's like, I'm not going to go all off the ledger. Wait, did you just say the rebuild has malfunctioned?
Yes. Is that incorrect?
Just not sure I've ever heard of a rebuild talked about that way. Let's go to Dwayne, 97.1. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. First of all, condolences, Mike, to your Yankees. I really... It's okay. Yeah, I know. I neither team I care for, but I care less for the Yankees. Just saying.
Listen, respect. Secondly, it should be no other way. You should hate the Yankees. I take no offense.
Yeah. All right. So then my take on it, I definitely believe that they should go for Bregman would be a nice fit just from the familiarity with A.J. because A.J. does well with guys that he has a lot of respect for. They play well for him. I also think that the other thing would be, let's look at bringing Flaherty back. Tigers fixed him. I think he would give them a lot of run. I think he could be really good here. And then, I think getting the Scuba deal done and also, you know, let's definitely get rid of Javi. But I don't know. This is what I don't want to hear this offseason. Hey, we're going to give Javi another shot. He really worked on things this offseason. He's got a chance. He looks like he's really good in spring training, blah, blah, blah. I don't care what he looks like in spring training. If he has a good spring training, they need to get rid of him in spring training. It just needs to go because he does not fit well here. And then the other guy I don't want to give up on, which I know a lot of people have, is Torque. He's somewhere between 10 home runs and 31 home runs. I think that maybe a little more maturity this year might help him out. And let's just see where the chips fall. I'm not really sold on Jung at third base. He hasn't done anything to make me disbelieve in him. I just don't think he's ready. So,
no, look, your
needs.
And I agree
with you. Yeah.
You got to do so. Exactly. Like you can talk about making real trades and not for Mark Canha. It's you're going to need a right-handed shortstop to at minimum complement Trey Sweeney. You need a starting third baseman. And look, we can disagree about Torque. I'm not mad. Hey, if they believe in him or they think there's something there, what am I going to do? Scream and yell? I'm just saying there are plenty of first basemen right-handed. I think that makes you exponentially better in this lineup. And I would just opt for that. That's me.
All right, so believe it or not, we talked a ton of Red Wings, and Kenny Cott was just furious. More so, Jim Costa, not Jim Costa, radio host that you hear in the mornings from 6 to 10. No. I'm talking paying customer Jim Costa. Not happy with what's going on. He's like, man, he's left games early. Wings are getting booed. If you missed any of that talk, Odyssey Rewind. We also touched upon the Tigers. Now that the World Series is over, it's time for Big Boy. You got to go after some people. At least show me that they turned you down. At least say, hey, Juan Soto, want to come to Detroit? We got money. We got conies. We can make you a star here too. You'll be the man. And if he says no, Fine. So if you missed any of that, hit the Odyssey Rewind. Mark Ryan is going to be joining us. Well, he's going to have his own show next, not joining me because I'm going home.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween, one and all. November in the D. I got shorts and a polo on. Who said I was going to be suffering here?
This is the last day for that.
This is the last day? It's like Mother Nature knows that tomorrow is November 1st.
You're not from here. I'm telling you now.
That's not true this time. It'll be in the 70s next week.
There you go. You hear that? In the 70s next week, shorts and a polo.
Yeah, but it's also going to be in the 50s and 40s at night. So,
well, I didn't want to talk about that part.
You get
it's
caught.
Balmy.
No, you see, if you're in the middle of the day, yes. You do your show after us and you walk out, it's going to be 45 degrees.
So you're saying I didn't want to tell him
about that part where it's going to be cold and then he'll have shorts on?
You don't want to go that route.
Hey, you think that hasn't already happened? You think that I haven't already made that long walk and said, well, this was fine when I got here. It's no longer okay. Happy Halloween once and all. Your best Halloween costume of all time in your life. What was it?
Oh, my God.
Here's mine. Points if you can declare what that is. Okay? Oh, come on. Too long. What is that? They can tell me from there. What is this? What is my Halloween
Marky
costume?
Marky Mark?
Cover me for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like Marky Mark.
He's showing his phone of him dressed in a T-shirt and a vest.
I don't know,
looks like he's dancing. Is this a Southern thing?
Shake it up, baby, now. Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. It's Ferris Bueller.
Oh,
come on. Come on. No. The best movie of all time. None of you guys even knew.
Elvis.
Oh, Elvis.
I'll take Texas.
I'm dying a slow death over here. Good gosh. Rico's got the Ghostbuster shirt on, though, man. Timeless. Ageless.
Yeah, David, this was all of us.
Come on. My costume is so good, no one even knows what the hell I'm wearing.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't done the... I think maybe... And it was a simple costume because it was a costume party. I'm like, I didn't have anything, so I just put on a black suit, and I was Men in Black.
You know, you can always go wearing just normal clothes and say, I came as the best-looking guy here. You know, no one believes me when I say that, but they might believe you.
They always believe that.
There you go. There you go.
What do you got going on today?
Hey, man? Is Detroit versus Green Bay the biggest rivalry the D has to offer? Will Scott Harris keep his word?
Wait, football or...
All
professional sports.
All inclusive college, professional. Is Detroit Green Bay the biggest rivalry the D has to offer?
So we're not.
Ooh, you like this one. See, look at this.
I was about to say, so are we technically saying that the college teams don't count?
No, they count. Absolutely. The biggest rivalry here.
Okay. Did you see how the game ended for 2-4-3 teams?
Mm hmm.
You don't get fights.
I would put Michigan and Ohio State and Michigan and Michigan State over anything else in this
area. Well, see, that's the issue, though, David. It's that I think college fragments it, whereas everybody is behind the pro rivalries. See what I'm saying?
But see, and maybe, I think Michigan-Ohio State is a great rivalry. It's respected. Michigan State.
There's disrespect there. That's true.
There's hatred.
Very true.
There's disrespect. Neighbors hate each other. Family members hate each other over this. Hey,
I didn't talk to my son for the whole weekend.
Thanksgiving Day dinner? Let's just talk politics because I don't want to talk about the football game. That's where it's at right now. Yeah.
You know you're the little brother when you're not your rival's biggest rival.
But that's the problem.
Look at this. It only took me 3 minutes. Blood pressure's already rising.
No, but see, that's why I would say, like, Green Bay, yeah, they invade Ford Field when the Lions were bad. But maybe it's just because I'm here. You stay in this, you're almost like Jonathan Smith. You need to be here a little while before you understand it.
Gotcha.
He didn't understand it. He understands it now.
He does.
He didn't understand it. You don't yuck it up with the opposing team coach. You walk over to that coach and say, you know what? I hope I get you fired.
I still think State is in a great spot. And I haven't heard a lot of that this week. I've heard a lot of, gosh, how did we blow this and that and the other thing. Big picture, great spot for State.
Yeah, but nobody wants to hear that.
I understand.
You want to know why?
I sure don't want to hear it.
Because of their rivalry. No, because of
I get
to
it.
Me.
Well, it was winnable.
Right. It's
you
like,
were right there.
Like the last 2 years, oh, man, you had no chance. This one, you lost to this guy in these quarters? You lost to Alex freaking Orji? That's how you feel. But.
Will Scott Harris keep his word? My perfect Tigers offseason. I've got two more players were added to my list of Teflon athletes in this city. Nothing sticks to them. Okay, two more in the last week that I've learned about. I'll share with you who that is. The worst Halloween candy of all time draft. Okay, one of these candies, your childhood ends the second it hits your tongue.
Wow. Probably black licorice versus anything with coconut in it.
Those chalky Necco candies, those are terrible.
Those were on lists that I saw, Necco wafers.
Those were brutal. They taste like chalk.
You know what? If you're passing out Necco candy, then David, you're allowed to do trunk or treat. You do
but
not.
See, but you know
what? That's where you know the trick comes in because you're going after that house, okay? That house is getting egged.
The worse than that, though, is the people that try to do like the wholesome thing. I'm going to give you an apple. This is the day I'm allowed to be bad as a kid.
No.
Don't give me an apple.
You don't never hand out something that can be used as a weapon. You hand out an apple, your house and your car are going to get pelted with apples. I'm not advocating violence, people. I'm just saying, when I was a kid and that was allowed, you know, it's like concussions in football. That's not allowed anymore. It's like water breaks in football. That wasn't allowed back then. Now it is. It's mandated. You handed out apples. You did it at your own expense.
You're wearing the apple.
Or your house may get hit with a few apples.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.